Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO. Joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Corey Koski. Twins prepare to play Cleveland in that heat. Kos, thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
What did you like playing in the hot weather, being a Canadian? Did you like these hot days when you play
no.
in the big leagues?
No.
You didn't?
I did not. Texas was always tough back when Kansas City and Philadelphia had the turf.
Yeah.
Had the turf fields. It was really tough. And we actually had buckets of ice water in the dugout so you can stick your feet in there because I was wearing the rubber soles,
yeah,
the rubber shoes. So between innings, I'd stick my feet in the ice bucket to cool them down.
So you put your whole shoe in there and that was okay?
Yeah.
It wouldn't get waterlogged? You'd be okay?
Yeah, it'd be waterlogged, but I'd rather be waterlogged than 144 degrees, and then you got those nasty wrinkly feet after it's all done after the game.
Wow. This is a big series for the Twins coming up against Cleveland at one game out, and I know it's early in the summer months still. But did you love that when you look back when you'd have one of those showdown series? Because you had enough of them with the Twins where, you know, it was either Detroit or, you know, Chicago was making noise at the time you were there. And every once in a while you'd run into them for the unbalanced schedule for one of those big series. Did you enjoy those? Do they feel a lot different or a little different? What do they feel like?
No, they're always fun. Anytime you can play with something on the line, it made it exciting. And even though it is early, still, when you're kind of going head to head and you're battling for such a division championship or take over a lead of something or keep or stay in first place, always fun to play those series.
Now the ball may travel. I don't know what's going on. You know, they're not hitting as many home runs every once in a while. Like yesterday, Phoenix hit whatever it was, five or whatever. I have no idea what they're doing with that humidor and all those things. But certainly, there's not as many home runs being hit. And you're seeing, you know, people are saying, "Well, that guy's a pretty good pitcher." And I'm going, "Well, he's probably throwing exactly the same way he did last year. It's just, that the ball's not wound as tight." How do you like the game right now as they've cut back on home runs?
Well, they might have cut back on home runs, but nothing else in the game changed. There's no adjustments to the swing. You don't see too many guys going the other way. They're playing the super shift. How many bunts are there? You know, there's just a lot of stuff to the games. They might reduce the home runs, but literally nobody's making any adjustments, and there's still a lot of strikeouts. Guys swinging through, missing balls by 2 feet. It's just tough to watch.
Well, you're right. I mean, the shift is still the shift, and the game, and it's still four seamers and trying to get the ball up and you know, exit velocity and all that stuff. And the metrics that they measure you by is just so much different. Do you think at some point in time your teams are going to have to play more honest? They're going to have to run more, hit and run more, do those things? Are we heading in that direction, or can they just keep playing it this way and say, yeah, that's good enough?
Well, if you're gonna, what's Gary Vaynerchuk? What is saying? You either evolve or die, and so there's got to be some sort of evolution. If you want to win, and if you can't win by hitting the home runs, you got to figure out other ways to get guys across home plate, and so hopefully there'll be a little bit of an adjustment for it, so guys can, the teams can start to try to figure out ways to win some ball games.
Yeah, I can't imagine how TK watches a game right now, you know. It's just different. Now, you're a target field for a different game the other day. Your son started in the state championship game for Benilde St. Margaret's against Mankato West. What was that like for you as a dad?
Well, it was pretty nerve-wracking, but you should have. It was nerve-wracking, and my wife, who never gets nervous at these things, was uber nervous at this game. So it was a little different feeling watching it, and you know, just hoping that he does well.
And he gave him a good outing.
He did. He threw the ball really well, kept him off balance, and you know, the Mankato team—they had some men over on that side of the field.
Yeah, they do.
And so it was fun. It was, you know, to watch him compete and go, you know, almost the game. This had to get pulled because of a pitch count. And it was an exciting game. And then, you know, and Sam goes and hits that ball off the wall to ends up winning the game for them.
Yeah, it was a wild game. Do you like, the rule basically eliminates your ace if he throws a lot of pitches in the first game from pitching again in the championship, the high school league rule. Do you like that the champion is in somewhat crowned on pitching depth as opposed to seeing, you know, the ace more than once in a tournament?
Yeah, I don't know. You can look at it so many different ways, and you kind of wish they would give that one more day rest so you could go, your top two pitchers can go in the state final. But it takes a little more of a chess playing by the coaches. And, you know, what is it, 80 pitches, and they'll be able to go again. So if your kid's that much of an ace, he should be able to win the game on 80 pitches.
And if he can win it on 80, then he can pitch again based on the amount of time in between. It's just that if you get caught in a close game and all of a sudden you don't want to take him out. You also coach at Providence. What was it like to have your son play in Benilde while you're coaching at Providence? Did you get to see him play much?
Not as much as I would have liked to. But, you know, I enjoy coaching. And, you know, Providence, they have a bunch of good kids over there. You know, they're going to be pretty good in the years to come. I enjoy coaching, but it just, sometimes it's easier not watching games because then I don't need to second guess the Benilde coaches.
That's right. That's right. Just watch the video of the at-bats, right?
Yeah. Because that's the easiest place to play or criticize the game is as a fan. So, you know, there's a lot of easy to second guess when you're sitting in the stands.
Now, This winter and this spring were horrible again for baseball, you know, in terms of playing games. How do you develop players when you have terrible weather like you did this spring? What do you learn about how to, you know, keep kids fresh and engaged when we go through the March and April that we did?
Well, we were really lucky because we had a off-site training facility that one of the dads put together for his sons and you know, softball team, Vortex, I think it's Vortex softball. And his training facility is unbelievable. And so Steve Bart's put together this training facility that's just unbelievable. So we're lucky that we were able to use that facility and share it with the softball, the girls.
Yep.
And it worked out pretty well. We were able to get a lot of work done in a short amount of time.
Do you prefer, is there a part of you that prefers that because you can only do so many things and that reduces what the kids can do so they do the, you know, the fundamentals that you want to see them do?
Yeah. Yes and no. And the only thing that tough about that scenario is trying to get the kids' arms in shape for a season. Mm-hmm. So they can't throw as much, and you know, they go outside to throw and the weather's terrible, it's too cold, and you know, it's tough to get an arm loose and stretched out a little bit. That's the only thing that's really tough. And the facilities is just, unless you're at, you know, whatever, Champions Hall in Edina there, where you can have a bunch of kids throwing and getting long toss in, it's a pretty tough situation to get arms in shape.
Now, I was having this conversation yesterday. I emceed the Mr. Baseball Miss Softball Award, and I was talking to one of the dads about what his kid was doing this summer as he prepared for college, and he may or may not play with the team, but he's going to train either way, obviously, to prepare for, you know, his first college season. And I asked this question to you. Can you, let's say you had a spring season, can kids get just as much out of good training all summer if they don't play on a team, or is playing games almost mandatory to becoming a good player?
I don't know. If you have that answer, you can you're going to make a lot of money figuring that one out.
Yeah, because sometimes they say, if your goal is to be a good high school player and play in college, you might be better off just training all summer and getting in really good habits, but I don't know.
Think about that for a little bit. How do you define good training? You have to have a good trainer, and and if you can get that, then maybe you might have an argument there, but I'm of the belief the best teacher of the game is the game. And it's a lot of reps to a lot of seeing a lot of pitches and taking a lot of swings and hitting in different situations. That is pretty tough to try to duplicate that in a training atmosphere. I would have difficulty, especially training atmosphere. Kids are really competitive. To have them sit out a season, a summer season, just so they can quote unquote train. You have the fall for that. You have some other times during the year to do that. It's tough to sit idle while everybody else is playing. And then you think you did it right and you train them, and then you puts on all this muscle. Then you get a little tighter, and all of a sudden you're more apt for injuries. So who knows? You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So I have no idea what the right answer is. I would just tend to lean towards getting some at-bats and seeing pitches and, throwing pitches and stuff like that.
Now, are you back playing amateur ball this year?
Yep.
You are?
Yep. Yeah, another age, another year older. We can make a saying, a year older, bat slower. I think that might be a pretty good saying.
Are all your sons playing with you?
Yep, yeah. So, at Father's Day, I had everybody but Samuel. So, I was hitting fourth. So, I was hitting fourth. Bradley was hitting fifth. Joshua hit sixth. And then Caleb hit seventh.
You're kidding me.
And so that was pretty fun. The thing that sucked about it, I was the only one who didn't get a hit.
Are you serious?
I was.
How did you feel? Did you feel good at the plate?
But my swing's so long and loopy now.
The guys in the big leagues. All you want to do is hit home runs now.
That is exactly it.
Yep, you're just looking for some thumber that's going to throw you a slow breaker, and you're going to turn on it.
Yep, that's exactly because my two at bats actually struck out swinging at a pitch over my head, and then I ended up grounding out to first base, and that's been my model the last really three games. And I know what the answer is to stay back and hit the ball the other way and stay on the ball, but what my mind says and my body does are two different things.
Oh, I am so glad to hear you say that, because now I don't feel as bad about my career at all, It's like you go up there and you go, yeah, I know what I got to do. Well, why didn't I do it? I don't know. I just didn't, Hey, Corey, we'll stay in touch, but it's always good to visit with you about all the levels. Thank you so much for giving us some time tonight.
All right. Thanks, Maxie.
You bet. Corey Koski, his son, state champion after they beat Mankato West in just a thriller of a game. Plenty more to come on this edition of Sports to the Max. I tell you about that Mr. Baseball, Miss Softball last night, or yesterday, the AMC. It was pretty good. I'll explain why when we come back. Stay with us. Twins in Cleveland tomorrow. This thing gets real. The Guardians are within one game of the Minnesota Twins. How did this happen? Where did this come from? And they're straight up playing some ball. What they did against the Dodgers this weekend puts them in a position. And here we go. They're young, and they were an afterthought to me earlier in the year. It's like, they're not going to get into this thing. The White Sox, the only thing you're going to watch out for, because the Royals and the Tigers and Cleveland hasn't got it figured out yet. And all of a sudden, there's Cleveland sitting right there saying, come on. We're ready, man. A bunch of young guys that believe we can win. Makes it kind of fun. So the next 3 days, they'll be at Target Center, at Target Field, playing the Twins at three straight. Now, yesterday I had the privilege, the honor, through the Sports Alliance and Matt Williams to MC again the Mr. Baseball, Miss Softball Award at Target Field. So it was being used yesterday up in the Rod Carew Atrium. And Stacey Schwartz from Chanhassen won the Miss Softball Award. This is where it gets interesting. Her sister, she's going to the University of Minnesota. Ace pitcher, all those things. Her sister's the ace of the University of Wisconsin staff. She beat the Gophers out in the Big Ten tournament. so they could lock horns down the road. We got a piece on her with her father tonight at 10 on WCCO-TV. As she talks about what it's like to possibly face her sister in the future. It was fun to get to know her and her father, Chad, et cetera. And then Maddox McLuckus from Hopkins won the Mr. Baseball Award. He is going to the University of Arizona to play. His father is a coach out there in Hopkins, and his dad can flat-out coach, man. He knows what he's doing. What I like about his dad when I talk to him is he knows a baseball player. He does. He knows a baseball player. He knows how to put a lineup together. He knows what works. You know, you can't lie about numbers. If somebody's hitting under 200, it's, you know, hard to have him in the lineup. But he also knows what somebody can bring to the table. And when you sit and talk to him about the game of baseball, he can speak it at a different level than most because he understands it at a different level than most, which is one of the reasons that Maddox is going to the University of Arizona to play baseball. But a number of different people. And to see different people that I haven't seen for a long time that happened to be there, it was a fun day. And Gary Hess was out there. The Fairfax Flash that managed for years the Fairfax team. His granddaughter was a nominee, and she's at Maple Lake. And just a lot of fun people. Lots of fun conversation about baseball and beyond. Talking Twins and everything else up there, and it's so much fun for the people that participate in it because they have access to Target Field and they can sit and take pictures of their son, their daughter, their families, whatever, with Target Field in the background, an empty field like that. And then on the big screen, they had the different finalists. They flashed the pictures and the names, and so there were some really cool pictures to be had as well. I thank them for making me a part of it. When we come back, there's more high school baseball. More, you say, yes, the All-Star Game is coming up this Saturday and Sunday. Where does Minnesota rank right now? Now that we've lifted the lid on allowing kids to go throughout the country and play and showcase themselves, where does Minnesota baseball rank? We'll ask Paul Twenge, Minnetonka coach who's heavily involved in the All-Star Series this weekend, when we come back on News Talk 830 WCCO.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.